Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, October the 11th, 2010. We're pretty excited because a new baby is coming soon. Our first granddaughter is supposed to arrive in late December. Our daughter, Paula, continues to expand as little Ava continues to grow. Future daddy Tyson is also very excited. What a great time this is for all of us. You know, there's something that I've noticed in all babies. And I'll bet if you think about it, so have you. Have you ever noticed just how guiltless little babies are? They laugh and giggle as they drool all over themselves. They just don't seem to have any feelings of guilt at all, do they? Babies laugh and play and just have a great time without any shame or guilt. Have you ever held a baby on your shoulder only to have them throw up on you? Well, I certainly have. Now, did the baby then feel really bad about it, hang his head in shame, and then carry that guilt and shame around for hours or days? No, not one ounce of guilt there, is there? Now, the reason they have no guilt or shame is because guilt and shame are learned. We weren't born with it. We've not only learned what is right and what is wrong, but so many people have learned how to feel guilty and ashamed when they miss the mark and fall short. Now, I'm not talking about realizing that you made a mistake and then deciding to do better next time. I'm not talking about having godly sorrow for something that you've done. I'm talking about the habit of carrying guilt and shame and condemnation. Now, I'm not too thrilled about it when I fall short. Are you? Well, when it happens, I first recognize that I did make a mistake, and I admit it, and I tell God I'm sorry. And then I accept His forgiveness and move on trying to do better next time. By the way, a little side note here. God's forgiveness is not dependent upon how sorry you are or how badly you feel or even your promise to never do it again. That may be the criteria some people require before they forgive you, but not God. The Bible says that the price for all sins has been paid in full by Jesus Christ. We've been forgiven, and we have forgiveness because of what Christ accomplished for us. So, where in the Bible does it instruct us to carry around guilt and condemnation and shame and sin consciousness? It's not in there. God doesn't want you going around like that. You know why? Because God knows that that kind of thinking is not profitable for your life. In fact, it's very detrimental and harmful. I mean, think about it logically. If it really was profitable for us, then God would certainly be instructing and encouraging us to carry all that shame and guilt and condemnation around, right? Well, He doesn't do that. Instead, He made forgiveness available. So if you fall short and make a mistake, admit it. Tell God you're sorry. Accept the forgiveness that He's made available to you. Accept it. You cannot earn it. And again, God forgiving you has nothing to do with how sorry you are for what you did or how badly you feel about it. God forgiving you has nothing to do with how many times you tell Him that you're sorry or even your determination to not do it again. Always remember that your forgiveness is based on the price for your sins having already been paid. And by the way, next time you see a baby, I hope it reminds you you were not born with guilt and shame. You learned it. And if we learn something, we can also unlearn it too. Well, that's it for this podcast. And if you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below because we'd like to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to check and see if something new's been posted. You don't have to bookmark it because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog. It's free. And if you do, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some info down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.